This room is going to be a little quiet because I had a pretty full day today, so I'm recording and I'm really tired, but don't worry about it. So I decided that I would talk to you a little bit about some of the, you know, things I want to do, some of the daydreams I have. I mean, I'm not called constant dreaming for nothing. I constantly daydream and imagine all the things I want to do. So, I thought maybe you wouldn't mind hearing about some of it. One thing that I really want to do is I want to be a really good dancer. I want to learn how to tap dance, and I want to get better at jazz, and I want to learn ballet. I'm actually taking ballet next semester, and I'm terrified. But I've always loved to dance, and so I thought I might do it. I also love ballroom dancing too, but you probably already have heard that from one of my others, but one of my goals is to know a little bit, at least, of a lot of different dance forms, because it's one of my favorite ways to express myself. I want to travel. I've only been out of the country once, when I was 10. My uncle got married in England, and we went over to, you know, the certificate signing, whatever. And that was as far as I've ever been. And I want to travel a lot. I want to go to Scotland and Australia and Ireland, although I don't know what I'll do in Ireland, but I want to go. Well, Northern Ireland, I guess. I want to go back to England and actually experience it. I'd like to go so many places. I want to go to Rome. I want so badly to visit all of the places that I've heard about and see the art and the architecture and the people and just be somewhere different. I also want to go to France. Although I don't speak French, I don't speak any foreign language very well at all. I think that's one reason why I get a little nervous thinking about travel. I'm like, oh, I don't speak the language, which can be a little bit daunting. So another one of my goals is to learn more languages. I know a bit of Latin, and what's interesting is because most of the Romance languages are vulgarized Latin, because, you know, Latin got distributed from, you know, the Romans taking over a lot of the world, and so the Gallic tongue became French, and, you know, Spanish was just a different version of bastardized Latin, and really that's the best part about learning a language that's the root of so many other languages. You know, because I know even Latin came from Proto-Indo-European, and then we've got all this other stuff rolling out, but I'll save linguistics for later, probably never, because that's probably not something you're interested in hearing. But I really, really enjoy hearing other people speak different languages, even if I don't understand. And for someone like me, it takes the pressure off of speaking. I like being quiet. And, yeah, I like being quiet. So I think it would be nice to not have to talk. I have an excuse. I talk a lot, though, when I'm with people. It's just, it takes it out of me a bit, so it's nice to have a break. So, something else I want to do is I want to learn how to play a stringed instrument, the violin or the cello. I've thought about this. I'm left-handed, so I might either have to learn it right-handed or go through the trouble of finding someone who can teach it to me left-handed. I'd actually rather learn it left-handed. I feel like I do enough things the right-handed way. So if it's possible, I'd like to learn a string instrument left-handed. I just love the way classical music sounds, and being able to do that would be so fun. I play a little piano, but not hardly enough to sneeze at, so. That's the only instrument that I've been familiarized with, just the piano. So I'd love to do something different. I dream a lot about having my own place. This is silly. I don't know if any of this is interesting, but I have a daydream, a place, a house, just a little house, all my own, where I can fill the rooms with books, and I have an amazing kitchen because I really like to cook, and it would have a nice big living room so I could invite everybody over, but I wouldn't get lonely. Whenever I tell my friends that I'd love to live alone, and soon, people are like, oh, won't you get lonely? I'm like, no, I wouldn't get lonely. Just because I live by myself doesn't mean I have no one to talk to. It just means that when I get back, I don't have to worry about, you know, anybody else. I really want my own place. Thankfully, that thing is kind of doable, and hopefully soon I can have that, even if it's not my little house, even if it's just a tiny apartment somewhere. Just a place of my own would be wonderful. I don't know. I'm at a point in my life where everything's beginning, and possibilities are endless, and at the same time, I feel very, very scared. I'm a person who plans a lot, and dreams a lot, and thinks a lot. So whenever there are a ton of choices, my brain goes into overload because I have to evaluate each choice and figure out what's the best way to go. And you can't do that with life because things just happen a lot of the times that you can't foresee or analyze before you make a move. I dream about being a singer. I think about being one of those beautiful women in the old times, you know, like in the 1940s movies and stuff, and they wore the sparkly dresses and sang while leaning against grand pianos. I would do that if I could. Maybe not with the grand piano, but hey, if it ever happened, I would do it. I dream about singing and making people happy with my voice. Making people happy, period. I think about that a lot. Sometimes I wonder if life has in store for me, you know, somebody special. I highly doubt it. It's not a very good way to think about it, but it's just, when it comes to stuff like that, I always imagine it happening to other people. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah, so that's a few things that I daydream about. I don't know if it was weird or whatever to listen to. But yeah. summer's almost over, and I'm just dreaming and thinking a whole lot these days, so sorry about that if it was boring. Next time I'll do something a little bit more upbeat or whatever. But yeah. All right. Bye.